الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وإن الله عنده أجر عظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, school holidays already started. Now, in this verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has commanded for you to give for yourself and your house for money. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that verily, most definitely, awlad, children, and the wealth, innama amwalukum wa awladukum, are a fitna, a deception, test for the parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, the close meaning is everyone is responsible for his subjects. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Another hadith, the mafhum in brief meaning, that every child has been born on fitrah, on the nature. But then later on, their parents make them, according to their upbringing and mahal environment of the house, they make them Jewish, Christian, and fire worshippers. So in this hadith, this is clear indication that the parents are responsible for the upbringing of the children. That is why it is said that لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ, that the child is not yatim, is not orphan, whose father passed away. Normally when father passed away in the early age, childhood, the child is regarded as an orphan child, yatim. But it is said the real yatim is not that of the child that is father passed away. Inna al-yatim yatim al-ilm waladabe. The real and true yatim and orphan is that person, the child whose parents are alive, yet he didn't get any proper ilm and adab, a discipline and proper and sound knowledge and manners how to live your life. I will give you some statistics. We are responsible to upbring our child, our children, in a proper manner in Islamic environment. In today's time, my brothers and sisters, we are living in technology, in advanced technology and science era, which is very, very difficult and very challenging for our children. It is said 97% of American have the TV at home, no one can deny. And the TV is on whole day, even while they are sleeping, the TV is still on. Because they are watching movie or dramas or serials or games, remote in their hands, and as they are playing or watching, they fell asleep. So don't even have time to switch off the TV. That is the dilemma. So, when TV is on, even a person is sleeping, They say it works subsequently at the back of the mind. Whole night TV is on and he is sleeping or she is sleeping or kids are sleeping. In the room the TV is on. So it works subsequently at the back of the mind. Just imagine, if one sleeps with the recitation of the Quran, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that before you sleep, you must recite Ayatul Kursi, you must recite four quls, you must make 100 times istighfar, you know, Tasbih Fatima, the third kalima, Durus Sharif, etc. And read the dua before you're sleeping. Allahumma bi ismika mutu wa ahya. If a person is sleeping with all this Mubarak Sunnah with wudu, imagine what will happen subsequently while he is sleeping. There will be a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him descending because of reciting all these verses of the Holy Quran, because of the Ayatul Kursi. While he is sleeping, angels will be surrounding him, watching him, protecting him from the devil. If you sleep in proper manner with the Sunnah. On the other hand, if a person is sleeping with the TV is on, unmindfully, without reciting dua, without reciting zikrullah, what will happen to him? You can imagine these two scenarios. It is said, they pay about $525,000 just to play the ad for 30 seconds. They have 30 seconds of the ad for any program, any TV, any you know, channel, and any you know, game going on. They have advertisement in between. So they only allotted 30 seconds. And for that 30 seconds, they pay about almost $600,000 just to get the 30 seconds in the middle of the game or middle of the program. So just imagine that 30 seconds, they have to make such effort that it should attract the people's mind and poison them and force them to buy their product within 30 seconds. They only got 30 seconds time. And they spend thousands of dollars for that. You can imagine how poisonous that advertisement can be and should be in people's mind. 19 to 41 hours a week people watch TV. If you only watch 24 hours a week, just one day, one whole day of week has been wasted. So 10 solid years of the life have been wasted in front of poisonous idiot box. People become so addicted to TV, they forget their own wife and children. Now it's happening with the games. Because of the TV programs, any given time, more than half of the teenagers are sexually active. They are sexually active. Only 20% of the girls reach to the age of 20 years without having sex. Only 20%. Each year, nearly 1 million teenage girls from age of 15 to 19 years old get pregnant. This is one of the reports. American smartphone users on average launch social media application 70 times a day. New applications, new ads are there. So every day they are applying or uploading 70 times a day a new social media. It is said 77% of parents feel their children get distracted by their devices. And this is a fact. We all know, we all admit our children are disrupted by these devices, by this game. And don't pay any attention when they are together. They are together eating on the same table, but everybody has his own cell phone in his hand. They are not talking, husband, wife are not talking to each other. The children, brothers, sisters are not talking to each other. They are eating with the hand, but other hand is busy with the game or checking the, all these things. 36% of the parents and 32% of the teens say they argue with each other on daily basis about the device use. Parents say, don't use it, don't eat, talk. They say, no, let me finish my game. So this argument is taking place every single day, in daily basis. 56% of the parents admit they check their mobile devices while they are driving. 56% of the parents admit they check their mobile, their cell phones while they are driving. Every red line you see, people are busy checking the message. And 51% of teens sitting next to them or behind the seat, they see and observe their parents are checking or using their cell phones while they are driving. So what message they are getting from the parents? It's okay to check or read the message while you are driving. So many accidents are taking place because of these cell phone devices while we are checking. We are so addicted to it, even while we are driving, we cannot live it without it. 47% teens admit to spending too much time playing video games. There are 2.7 billion gamers in the world. 2.7 billion gamers in the world. 50% of the people play games during the work hours while they are working at the offices, they are playing the games over there too. Or more than 600,000 children struggle with it all over the world. Now, when they play the game online, my brothers, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous because they have fake names, other side, ID, they don't know who is there. They have the fake name, male having the name of the female is playing with the name of the male. We don't know who is he or who is she. And they get, partners, and that's how they get spoiled and they get poisoned. And there are so many things happening. What is the solution? This is the dilemma. This is a disease spread in every house. No one can deny. We have to admit. What is the solution? According to American Academy of Pediatrics, those doctors who are specialized in the children's disease, pediatrics, American Academy of Pediatrics suggests the time allotted should be under the 30 to 60 minutes per day. We have to set up the rules and discipline in the house. Okay, you're going to use your iPad or your cell phone or your computer 30 minutes, half an hour a day, or 1 hour maximum on the school days, on the weekdays. And in the weekends, obviously, you give them a little more time. So in weekends, in the holidays, they should use only 2 hours or less on the cell phones or devices. For the kids of 6 years of age, this should be limit. Nancy M. Petrie, she's PhD, has mentioned in her book, Pause and Reset. The name of the book is very interesting. Every parent should read it. Pause and Reset. Hold on and reset your schedule. That is the name of the book. She mentioned, kids of all ages need limits on gaming. Parents should know and approve which kind of games kids can play. So before they start the new game, a parent should watch, approve it, is this game is appropriate or not. Avoid any kind of game which has graphic violence and the sex. Now, almost 99% of the games Disney games or any other games they are playing, they are either have the graphic violence, killing, you know, shooting, bombing, or the sexual activities involved. Even the age of 6 or 8 years old playing games, they have the characters who involve in sexual activities. Nowadays, is gay and lesbians. It's a widespread. I just spoke my last week. I don't want to repeat again. But this is what happening. So before any teenager, before any son and daughter wants to play the game, the parents should check and they should be aware. They should have knowledge which game is appropriate for the kind for the children to play and which game we should avoid it. So it should not be any graphic violence game or any sexual activity game. Check the web history on your child's computer. There's a history button, you can check it, that which websites he or she used already during this week. You can check the history. So make sure that you should know their password. You should check, you can able to check and on their cell phones and devices. And that should be the, you know, the discipline and the rules has been set up by the parents. Someday in the week should be the game-free day. Once in a week, we should say, today we're not going to touch cell phone, we're not going to touch any device, we'll do some other activities. Give them some options. Give them some alternative. That today we're not going to play the games, rather we'll go out, or we'll visit this one, or we'll be together, we'll do this project, we'll do this thing in the backyard, we're cutting the grass, whatever, activities outside. And the whole day they should not touch their cell phones. One day at least a week. A common sense of media states, it said that 50% of the teens feel addicted to the devices, cell phone, computer, iPad, etc. My brothers, there are so many things to say. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us responsible to upbring our children. It is our responsibility, and for that, our role model is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend a quality time with the children. You will find around him always used to have the small children. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. There are so many youngsters, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were age of 6, 7, 8 years old, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, you know, spending time with them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, said he spent 10 years serving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his house. So he said, I used to observe my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever a children used to play outside in the gullies and street of Medina, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pass through them, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to greet them first. He used to spend some time with them, used to joke with them, used to give them some dates and some kind of sweets to eat. So all the children were so fond of with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is passing with the camel, is going on jihad or something. And you know those people who ride the camels, they know it's so hard for camel to make them sit down on the ground. It takes time. It's effort is required. But whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pass through the gullies and used to some children are playing over there, he used to make his camel sit down on the ground. And with the effort used to climb off the camel, used to go and greet each and everyone, shake hands with them, spend some time with them, then used to continue. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should not regard, oh, I am elder, I am father, I am grandfather, so my children should greet me first. No. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a person who is greeting first, he is getting more reward than the compared to the person who's replying. We should not wait for that youngster to greet us. We should rather greet to them, have, you know, kindness and compassion and love for the kids. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Mallam yarham sagirana, walam yuqtir kabirana, fale samina." Hukama kala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who doesn't show, display respect and love and kindness for the children and respect for the adults, he is not amongst me, he is not my ummati. So every Muslim has this attitude that he should humble himself and greet the first Rishita. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala said, I have my young brother Abu Umayr. He was very young, 3-4 years old. And he used to have the pet, sparrow, Mughair. His name used to be Mughair. You know, the kids have the parrot, you know, cat or dogs, whatever. Dog is haram anyway. But they have small animals as the pet, and they love, they're so attached to them. So Hazrat Abu Umayr, the younger brother of Hazrat Anas bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had the small sparrow. And he used to play with in the field and all these things. So one day Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed that his younger brother is not smiling. He's some worried, he's not happy. So he asked Hazrat Anas, what happened to your brother? Why is he so sad? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his pet sparrow died. And he's died because of his so sad. So immediately, although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so busy with so many affairs, he was the Rasul of the time. He left everything and totally he focused himself towards this small young boy who was age of 3 or 4 years. He said, let's go and find out, spend some time with him. So he went with Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to that small boy who was sitting in the corner so sad. So he said, Ya Aba Umayr, Ma dhalak fi Mughayr? Oh Abu Umayr, what happened to your pet? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he died. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him laugh, gave him some gift, and changed his mood, spent some time with him. So my brothers, Sheikh Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, the Mufassir of Bukhari Sharif, in this hadith, quoting with this hadith, he had derived hundreds of the masail of fiqh just by this one hadith. That what is the rules of Sharia with regard to the pets, which kind of pets we can have it, which kind of pets are not for, etc., etc. 100 masail with this one hadith, with this one incident. It shows, my brothers, how much of time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend with the kids, and used to love the kids, used to take care of the kids, and used to, you know, show the importance of the young generation. So we as a parents have this great responsibility that we should spend our quality time with our children. Now they are going to be at home. Don't feel bad, don't feel fed up with them. Oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to talk to them, I am busy with my phone. No. When the kids come to you, throw your cell phone out and spend some quality time. Have discussion with them, have joke with them, play with them. And that's how you can intermingle and you can have the good relationship with your children. And in this manner, we can upbring them in the proper manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That, O my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must demand, you must command by force to your household that they must establish daily 5 times salah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مُرُوا سِبْيَانُكُمْ وَهُمْ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you must command your kids while they are 7 years age to pray salat. When age comes to the 10 years, when they become 10 years old, then if they miss the salat, although salat is not compulsory, salat will become compulsory after the bulugh, after the age of 13 or 14, when they become mature. But at the age of 10, they are still nabalig. And this is the hadith, authentic hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if they miss any salah, then beat them, discipline them, be harsh on them. How come they miss the salah? At the age of 10. So this should be the discipline. Why and how you can do it? when we set our example, because they say parents are the mirror reflection of the children. If we don't pray Salat, how are we going to force our children to pray Salat? First of all, we have to set an example. We should not miss any Salat during the day. So children are observing. The big lecture doesn't affect them, but your action will definitely help the affection on the children. To show your practical example in front of your children, and inshallah they will adopt from you, they will learn from you, and they will become a better Muslim. May Allah give us tawfiq.